Religion and spirituality were central to Black life in 19th and 20th century Lynchburg. Old City Cemetery reflects the deep faith of many of its residents, from the traditional Christian east-west orientation of graves to the frequent biblical references on tombstones. The cemetery is the final resting place for many of the founders, pastors, trustees, deacons, stewards, and other leaders of local Black churches. Perhaps the most prominent among them is Reverend Philip Fisher Morris, 1852 to 1923. Reverend Morris was born enslaved in Eastern Virginia, but earned multiple degrees from Howard University. He moved to Lynchburg in 1881 to pastor the city's largest African-American congregation, Court Street Baptist Church. When the congregation split in 1898, he led a faction to form 8th Street Baptist Church. Morris was also founding president of Lynchburg's oldest college, Virginia Seminary, now Virginia University of Lynchburg, 1888 to 1891. The extent to which whites and enslaved or free Blacks worshiped together in the early 19th century is unclear, but the origins of Court Street Baptists may offer a clue. In the first decades of the 19th century, Blacks and whites worshiped together at First Baptist Church. This may have been due, in part, to the preferences of white slave owners to keep their slaves close at hand during worship. As the enslaved population grew, a separate Sunday afternoon service was provided for Blacks. Separate church histories indicate that in 1833 or 1843, the vestry of the church purchased the nearby theater hall for use as a separate church for Black people, called the African Baptist Church of Lynchburg. As required by state law, white pastors were provided to this church until after the Civil War. After the war, the congregation ceased its affiliation with First Baptist Church, called an African-American pastor, and renamed itself Court Street Baptist Church. Court Street Baptist Church later birthed many other Black Baptist churches in the Lynchburg area. From their earliest days, Black churches have been central to the social, cultural, and political life of the Black community. Church leaders often function as de facto community leaders. Many of the pastors, deacons, deaconesses, stewards, and trustees of these churches are buried in this area and across the cemetery. Among them are Daniel A. Butler, Royal Pleasant Butler, Willie Reed Hayes, Squire C. Higginbotham, Thomas Isbell, Philip Fisher Morris, Robert A. Perkins, Armistead Pride, Claiborne Gladman Pride Sr., Warwick Spencer Sr., Patrick Henry Cabell, Frank Trigg Jr., Elias Whitlock, and Frank Brown Woodard.